The Traveler's Journal, April 24th, with a look at Shakespeare's New Globe on the anniversary of his birth. The roots of modern theater lie in Elizabethan England, a time when actors altered religious pageants to convey earthly values. At first, these troupes performed in taverns, but soon began building playhouses of their own. The first, called the theater, went up in 1576, followed by the curtain, the rose, and the globe. The latter's fame soared on the talents of resident actor Richard Burbage and playwright William Shakespeare. While not entirely accurate, the movie Shakespeare in Love did catch the flavor of these early theaters. The original globe was an open courtyard encircled by a three-story wooden frame, a wall that supported both stage and seating. Wealthy patrons sat in the gallery boxes. Plain folks, known as groundlings, stood in the yard, the open area in front of the stage. Though exciting places, these theaters also had a tendency to go up in flames, as did the globe in 1613. Many attempts have been made to recapture its ambiance. The most successful opened on the Thames South Bank, near the original site. Based on actual drawings and excavations, the New Globe Theater has become a great venue for all things Shakespeare, with a museum and workshops. More significantly, it features an annual repertoire of plays performed by top actors in the manner of the Bard. This season runs from May through September. Inexpensive reserved seats sell quickly, but standing room is often available on a walk-up basis. You can visit us online at travelersjournal.com. For American Information Radio, I'm David Baer.